Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi. I'm calling from the Georgia Opinion Survey, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Fantastic. Sir, I'm not feeling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answered the survey. Is that okay?
Yeah, fine.
All right, perfect. What is the year of your birth?
1956.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And what is your race? White, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Icelander, Middle Eastern.
Black.
What is it?
I am black.
Black, okay, no worries. And politics and politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat? Do
yeah.
you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
What?
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I have no idea what that means.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I have no idea what that means. It's like asking me if I'm a Christian.
Okay, no worries. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college.
I have an associate.
Associate degree? Okay.
Yeah.
Next, are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
I am, it has nothing to do with Georgia. It just has to do with America.
Right. Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied?
I'm not satisfied.
Not satisfied. Okay.
Not satisfied.
Okay, I understand. It's okay.
No,
now,
you
do
don't
you,
understand.
Do you approve
no.
or... Do you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as governor? And will you say you strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve? Okay.
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. And how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following?
Let me change that.
Okay.
I don't really approve of the way he deals with the federal government. So,
you don't? Okay.
No.
Okay, so we can put here strongly disapprove.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of a person, group, tell us that as well, okay? Kamala Harris?
Kamala
Very
Harris?
Cold. Yes?
No. It's neither here nor there, like in the middle. Five.
In the middle, 5.
Yeah.
Republicans in Congress?
Oh, forget it. I don't approve of anybody that doesn't care about people. So I'm not a business person. I don't care about business. I'm actually a nurse.
Okay.
And I believe that this country claims it's the richest country in the world, but I've been a few places and we're not.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing with us. What about Ron? DeSantis.
DeSantis?
Yes.
Oh no, forget about him. He's
also?
In another planet. Yeah, he's in another planet. They're trying to start banning books.
It's unfavorable? Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden? The old man, I like him.
You like him?
I like him. I'm in the middle with him too, because he could actually run the country better, in the sense that he could stop all of these crazy Republicans from deciding what women do with their bodies and all this nonsense.
I got to fight for him. That's neutral. Okay.
Yeah.
And what about Brian Kemp?
Kemp, like I said, at least he stuck up for what's right, but it's neutral also.
Also neutral. I'll give him a 5-2. And I got Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's an idiot. I'm a New Yorker.
Unfurable. Okay, very cold.
Yeah.
And
last but
not least, I got Tim Scott.
Tim Scott's the black, I don't care for him.
You never heard of them, or don't know? You don't know? I heard of him,
but.
You heard of him?
Yeah, my mind, I'm thinking of, you know, because that's a Republican.
All right. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. Okay? Can you tell me? Like 0 to 10?
Yeah. About a 7.
About a 7? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It goes on every year.
Okay, 7?
These idiots are making it worse every year.
Right. And how will you describe black political power since 2020? Will you say it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference, it's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
In 2020?
In 2020.
Yeah, it's less powerful.
Somewhat more powerful?
No, less.
Oh, less.
You asked me how do I consider my vote now since 2020.
Correct.
Yeah, less powerful.
Less, okay. Now, we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024, general election for President, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using this.
I will vote. You know, most of us seniors vote, so I'm voting.
Right. And using a scale of 0 to 10, you definitely not a vote. Okay. Will you say you care a great deal?
On a zero, say that again?
Yeah, you said not a
vote. I'm
going to
vote.
No, I'm going to
vote.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, no, not that much, or you don't care at all? Who is elected president in 2024?
Oh, no. I care a lot who wins, yes. Because all that's going to happen is going to get worse if the person...
A great deal.
Yeah.
Okay. And if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and third-party candidate? Will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I would vote for Biden again. I don't want to, but I would vote for him again because, as you said, against Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a gangster. He's been a gangster since I was a kid. I met him once. So
fair enough to me.
Yeah.
Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Has my life gotten better?
Gotten better?
I don't know what... My life is the same.
The same?
I don't know why people think that you give a person trying to become president 4 years and they can change the outcome of your life.
The same?
Okay. The same. The outcome of your life is related to the planning that you did before a certain time.
And I really do appreciate you sharing, which is your opinion tonight. It's really important. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means that it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? Now, reducing racism and discrimination, 0 to 10.
That's still a 10 for me because I'm a black guy in America. So okay. Always will be a 10. Yeah.
Fair enough. And what about healthcare?
Healthcare is a 10. Anything to do with people's lives is a 10. Anything to do with business, I don't give a shit.
Business? What do you think about student loan debt?
Student loan debt, I don't want to consider it a business. I want to consider it something that America should have gave the students, not charge us to go to school. It doesn't make sense to me.
So it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities. Should have put it in
zero. It should be a priority. Yes, it's a priority.
Should be a priority?
Yes.
Should not. So it should. I will give them a 10-2?
Yep.
All right. What about abortion access?
That's a 10. I'm not a woman, but I would put a 10 on it.
A 10, okay. Jobs and wages?
10.
10. Climate change?
Climate change? A 10.
10. For the climate change. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each one of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the issues has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means that the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 to 10. I'm going to start with reducing racism and discrimination.
As far as Democrats trying to do that?
Yes. Do you think definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities or definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities? You can rate it 0 to 10.
It's one of their priorities.
It's one of the priorities? Should have.
Yeah, about a 6.
A 6?
Yeah.
Healthcare,
about a 6.
6, 2. Student loan debt?
That's about a 5 or 4.
That's a 5, 4. Okay, I'll place it on 4. Abortion access?
Abortion access? They've been trying, but they get about a 7 on that.
On that one. And what do you think about jobs and wages?
Jobs and wages?
And wages, yes.
They're trying on that, too. They did try to increase their minimum wage and a few other things. So I give them about a 7.
A 7? Okay.
Yeah.
And what about climate change?
Climate change? About a 4 or 5.
5, okay. Neutral.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it's not neutral. They try.
They try?
Yeah, they can't convince the other side, you know. I could convince my neighbors, but they have a hard time convincing the other side. Because I look out my yard, I don't see any butterflies, snakes, chipmunks anymore. You know, there's no fish in the stream. You know, hey.
I know. And I'm not far to end, but I think this one might like into you this question because it says that I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. Now, let's say the American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity and apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations. Do you think it's a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or you have never heard of it?
I actually haven't Say that thing again, the bill?
Yeah, the American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving, which is the diversity in apprenticeships programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations. You never heard of it?
I really haven't heard of it, no.
No? Okay. The next one is the Department of Justice just recently changed the five Memphis officers responsible for killing the Tyre Nichols with federal civil rights violations. Did you hear about that?
Say that again?
Do you think it's a great deal? It's a fair amount? Not that much or not at all? Or have you heard about this one too?
I haven't really heard about that one either.
Neither? Okay, and the third one on this one, in a proclamation of granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. Do you think it's a great deal?
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. As long as they're not high on the highway, I'm fine.
Okay, perfect. And we are almost done. Now I'm going to read you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and a 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10, okay? I'm going to start with this one. Now, black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. What rating do you give for this? 0 to 10. Not at all convincing or extremely convincing?
Not convincing, because Georgians don't, by themselves, don't control the rest of the country's direction. So
you will give them a 0?
No, I wouldn't give it a 0, but they need to fix that statement, because it's dependent on all of the minorities to vote in a group instead of just picking out one person in one state. The state itself doesn't matter. We're doing something federal. We're doing something for all the people. We're not doing something for a state.
And, well, between 0 and 10, what number will you actually give for this? 5? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, with the third one, at black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot that will help our communities. He passed policies that supported us during the pandemic, that will expand our internet access, and that lowers the cost of prescription drugs in 2024. We can vote again for the president and get even greater investment for ourselves, our families, and our communities. 0 to 10.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's about a 7 or 8.
A 7 or 8. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not, but I would like to ask you: no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
About
0
a 7.
To 10. 7?
7, yeah.
Okay. Now, we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices using a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
7? 10. Yes. You will definitely vote. Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or do you don't care at all who is selected president 2024? You said it's a great deal before. What do you think about
I care. I care.
A little bit, not that much.
No,
a great deal.
No, a great deal. Yeah.
A great deal.
Yeah, a great deal.
If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local office officials were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and third-party candidate? Will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
No, I vote for Biden again. Yeah.
Okay.
Like
and how
said,
much do you
like
trust
I
each
said,
of
he's
the...
An old, he's an
right.
old guy, but, mm-hmm. you know, he's actually... He's got the experience. He's been in Congress long enough. He's done his ugly job. He's done his good job. As long as he's helping people, that's all I care about.
And thank you. And how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Local Board of Election, do you think it's a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all? Well, never heard of them.
Well, Georgia's local
local Board of Election.
Board of Elections did a pretty good job. That's why the idiot is going to jail, because he tried to change something.
So you think it's a fair amount or a great deal?
Yeah, it's fair amount.
Fair amount.
Yeah.
And what about Secretary of State? You think it's a fair amount, a great deal? Not that much? Not at all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have you never heard of him?
I heard of the Secretary. In fact, actually, somebody came here once trying to get my vote, to vote for him.
What do you say? Not that much? Not at all?
No, you need a strong Secretary of State, somebody that wants to do everything.
A fair
justice.
Amount.
Yeah, fair amount.
What about fair count? Do you think it's a fair amount, too? Well, not that much?
Oh, the count? The count?
Yes,
the count?
Fair count.
The count is what it is. They, you know, anytime somebody comes to you in America and says that votes have been corrupted, they're stealing votes. Yeah, that's the one who's stealing the votes.
Right. So you think it's a great deal?
It's a great deal.
Okay. And what do you think about a new Georgia project?
New Georgia project. What do you mean? I don't know exactly which one it is.
You don't know? Okay. More,
I don't
worries.
Know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
People agenda?
I don't know.
People's agenda?
The people's agenda.
Yes. Have you ever heard of them?
Not really.
No? Okay. What about fair fight?
Fair fight I heard of.
You heard of them? And do you think it's a accurate election information? You think... It's a fair amount, not that much.
I don't pay attention to any of them though.
No,
I just vote.
Not that much.
No, I go through all the different newspapers. I go through all the different news that I see. I Google the person. I do what I have to do to find out what they're about, and I don't vote for people blindly like in
what
a
about-
sense.
Right. I got one more. What about pro-Georgia?
I don't know pro-Georgia.
No, you don't know?
I don't know. Mm-mm, I don't pay attention. Like I said, I don't pay attention to anybody who's trying to swing my vote. I don't pay attention to them. I don't.
You said it's a fair amount, right?
No, I said that I don't. I didn't really hear about them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next few questions are, for statistical purposes only, thinking about your approach to, political issues, will you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative about the statistical purposes only? Very, very progressive, moderate, how do you consider?
I consider myself neutral until I decide on who I'm going to use. Yeah. Or
do
how
you
I'm going
yourself
to have.
One, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual or four, something else?
I'm one, heterosexual.
Heterosexual. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm divorced twice, so I live my life, buddy.
Great. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
Yeah. Well, not my children, but I have cousins that I take care in other countries.
Thank you. How will you describe your employment status? Will you say you're employed full-time, part-time?
I'm retired, disabled.
Retired?
Yeah.
Retired,
and
okay.
Disabled?
Last year, that is 2022. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Do not respond options. I mean, less than 24,999, between 25,000 to 34,999. More or less?
More.
Is much more? Can we say 250,000 or more?
I missed something. You said 999 to 34,000. Is that what you said?
We started with $24,999 all the way to 250,000 more, right? But,
I'm less than 100,000.
Less than 100. Can we say it's between 85,000 to 99,000?
Nope. Less than that.
Less, 75 to 84? Less?
Less than that.
65 to 74, 55 to 64, 45 to 54, we can say.
Yeah, 45 to 54.
Okay. Now, finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short service by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 amazing gift card. We'd like to serve a Georgia knowledge expert.
Yeah, that's fine. Now, you don't have to send me a $10 gift card. You can send it to some homeless shelter or something.
Very, very, very kind from you, sir. And what is the best email for us to send you the gift card? There's no email?
I really don't want to use my email. My emails are so bombarded. I don't even look at them. I get so many of them.
You have any other email?
I have two of them. They get full all the time. I have to actually empty them. They get full within a month. They have like, 3,000, 4,000 things in them.
Okay, no worries. So we will try to share that if you don't like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that's very kind from you.
Yeah.
Okay. And please, almost done. One sec. All right, almost done.
I didn't say anything.
I'm almost done here because I need a place here about. All right, one sec, please. Almost done here, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you prefer to be contacted on landline, cell phone, text messages, mail, or email?
A text message is fine.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'm going to be able to get out of the way.